Mini episode 424 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by The Unheard Scene, your home for great music interviews of all stripes. Follow them on the web at unheardscene.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to mini episode 424 of the FDH Lounge. This is FDH managing partner Rick Morris here with the FDH Lounge preview of Mad Men episode 7.7, which is called Waterloo. This season we'll be listing the top five themes of the previous week's episode to examine how they're driving the characters into the end game of the series. Here's the top five themes from episode 7.6 heading into this week. Number five, Joan's reaction to the indecent proposal. Not great, Bob. Just prior to the period of the Stonewall riots on the program, Bob Benson burst back onto the scene for the first time this season. His interaction with the closeted GM employee panicked him, leading him to believe that a marriage to Joan could be just the ticket to a good life at Buick. But Joanie, not wanting to suffer the fate of Sal's wife Kitty, balked at his thought process as well as the notion that she'll never do better with a straight fella. Sure, she's a single mom, but she's still a hottie and is largely single because she has put up a wall due to her Roger Sterling history. Unlike Bob, her path forward is a clear one once she decides that she's had enough of being NYC's most unapproachable scorch cake. Number four, Harry Crane, partner? It's been very late in the game, too late by his account, of course, but the firm's original L.A. presence has joined the partnership ranks with the computer that Sterling Cooper is going to try to exploit for all it's worth. For Jim Cutler, it's another attempt to consolidate power with somebody who he hopes owes him something, but as we saw in the previous episode, he retains loyalty to Don. Actually, this move does more harm than good to Cutler's takeover attempt, since it drives the first significant wedge between himself and Joan. The contempt for Harry that she shares with Roger could be the first step towards swinging her back to Team Don. Number three, California cool was lacking in New York. Megan, Pete, and Bonnie were all headed to the East Coast in a good mood, the latter two due in part to an oh-so-romantic quickie in the airplane crapper. It's safe to say that they all headed back west in much worse spirits. Bonnie is not native to New York, but Megan and Pete are lifelong Easterners who appeared to learn that you can't go home again. Granted, Pete's encounters with a young daughter who is rapidly forgetting him and a soon-to-be ex-wife who avoided him because she loathes him so much was probably worse. Megan is rapidly becoming disillusioned with the crumbling remains of her marriage. She doesn't seem to want Don to come back to Los Angeles, which raises an interesting question about what she may be hiding. That's a bombshell that could detonate before the mid-season finale. Number two, Chevy is gone, possibly to be replaced by Buick. The entire rationale for last season's merger was to create an agency that had the scale to handle a mammoth account like Chevy. So it was shocking that Bob's GM contact let him know last week that the manufacturer never regarded Sterling Cooper as more than an interim option. At the same time, Roger picked up a whiff of panic from McCann about possibly losing the Buick account. This sets up another patented Mad Men caper on the horizon, trying to poach a big boy to replace the one that they lost from a hated rival. And if it happens, Cutler, Lou, and Bert, the captains of Team Jerkface, will have little to do with it, solidifying the triumph of Don and the creatives. Number one, Don and Peggy are finally back on the same page. 4 years after their epic bonding episode, The Suitcase, both characters came to realize in a vulnerable moment just how much they needed each other. Ironically, each needed to see the other at such a low ebb in order to feel the necessary empathy to repair the relationship. Peggy sees Don as a Teflon Superman, and she resents him for what she perceives so wrongly as his inability to feel the pain of lesser mortals. Don sees Peggy, again wrongly, as somebody who forgets how much he believed in her and nurtured her ability. Stripped of the defenses that they carry to deal with the indignities of life, each realized a kindred soul, personally and professionally. Their relationship, while still platonic, is one of the two or three most profound on the program. And most importantly, carries major implications for the future of Sterling Cooper. The plot to sideline and exile Don was dependent on utilizing Peggy to replace him, to divide and conquer mentor and protege. Don's implied apology for his treatment of her made a tremendous impact, because now there's no way that someone with Peggy's profound conscience will stab him in the back and finish him off. Without even trying to, and even before a decisive fight with Cutler is joined, Don is winning back his old team one at a time. The previous week, Harry was charmed by Don's willingness to drink with him, and he spilled the goods about the company's cigarette ploy. The pendulum is swinging back Don's way, but with the final episode of the first half of the season coming up this week, there's no way that Don's return as the alpha male of Madison Avenue will proceed without a hitch. Matthew Weiner has something explosive brewing for us, and it has only 60 minutes to detonate. Whatever it is, it will consume us well into the final stretch of the show in 2015, and we will continue to discuss it here. Thank you for tuning in to this mini-episode of the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, all Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.